The Tiger Comes to Town, Part 2. How are tigers counted? Just as the government conducts a population census, it also carries out an animal census every 4 years. In India, we call it an All India Wild Animal Census. A separate tiger census is conducted every 2 years. Some organizational details and methods used for counting tigers are: the area to be covered is divided into smaller zones. These zones are further subdivided into a number of compartments. The normal period of any census is 8 to 10 days. Earlier, the census authorities used the method of monitoring rivers, water bodies in the forests. They believed that since animals generally visit these places for drinking water, counting at these places would be easier and reliable. They also believed that a tiger visits only one water hole once in 24 hours, so the counting would be accurate. But this method was not very reliable, as this belief was incorrect. The preferred method today is to do a pug mark, an animal's footprint, that is, count. Pug marks are commonly found near riverbeds, water bodies, or other less traveled paths. Once a clear pug mark is found, its impression is taken on liquid plaster of Paris. Infrared cameras are also used for counting tigers. These cameras are set up on tiger trails every evening and checked every morning to see if there is any fresh information. People doing the census also note things like the length of stride, speed of the walk, the surface of the oil, scratch marks, visual sightings, fresh droppings, the roar or a nearby kill. In this lesson, we shall also talk about a document which is called affidavit. Now, do you know what an affidavit is? An affidavit is a legal document written by someone who wishes to make a statement or a declaration of certain facts. It can also be an affirmation. It can be written on an official form or paper, or even on a plain paper. It must be signed by the person making the declaration. The purpose of an affidavit may be to assure the authorities that the person signing it takes full responsibility for the actions and their consequences, and to make sure that no other person is held responsible. It may also be for the purpose of guarantee that the contents of a document are correct and genuine.